Good morning, everybody, and welcome to worship here at the Vines Uniting Church. My call to worship this morning is from Philippians chapter 2, verses 5 to 11. In your relationships with one another, have the same mindset as Christ Jesus, who, being in very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be used to his own advantage. Rather, he made himself nothing by taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness, and being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to death, even death on a cross. Therefore, God exalted him to the highest place and gave him the name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue acknowledge or confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Please stand and sing with us. Our next two songs are There Is a Redeemer and How Great Is Our God. What does it mean that Jesus is our Redeemer, and just how great is our God? Colossians chapter 1 verses 13 to 14 answers these questions like so. For he, God, has rescued us from the dominion of darkness and brought us into the kingdom of the Son he loves. In whom we have redemption for the forgiveness of sins. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the great God you are and the redemption offered through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Redeemer. Please sing.
Great is our God, and all will see how great.
Isn't it just a wonderful morning? Blue skies, sun is out. We just praise God for the sunshine. Just a couple of notices. If you actually just read your grapevine, you'll get a bit more information. But church council met on Monday, that's last Monday, and they're very pleased to advise that the food pantry planning is well underway. Thank you all so much for your generous donations so far. There'll be more information which will be shared in coming weeks. Also, just in there, grapevine, there's a little thing that says emergency relief, which gives you a list of items that they would like you to consider giving to us so we could put it into our pantry ready for when we do start up. Also, the dinner group, the men's dinner group, on the third Wednesday of each month. This month it's on the 21st of August. We're going to the Victoria Hotel at Top of Taps. Please come join in. It's a great night just to sit together with other blokes and have a great chat. There's a number of us here that do that, and we thoroughly enjoy it when we get to go. A couple of weeks I haven't been able to go. We've come to that time in our service where we offer back to God a little bit of what he's given us. We're going to sing a song that we did a while ago called Yet Not I, But Through Christ in Me. As our offering song, please stay seated and we'll stand for the last verse.
What gift of grace is Jesus my Redeemer? There is no more for heaven now to give. He is my joy, my righteousness and freedom, my steadfast love, my deep and boundless peace. To this I hold, my hope is only Jesus, for my life is wholly bound to his. Oh, how strange and divine, I can sing, all is mine, yet not I, but through Christ in me. The night is dark, but I am not forsaken, for by my side the Savior he will stay. I labor on in weakness and rejoicing, for in my need his power is displayed. To this I hold, my shepherd will defend me. Through the deepest valley he will lead. Oh, the night has been won, and I shall overcome, yet not I, but through Christ in me. No fate I dread, I know I am forgiven. The future sure, the price it has been paid. For Jesus bled and suffered for my pardon, and he was raised to overthrow the grave. To this I hold, my sin has been defeated. Jesus now and ever is my plea. Oh, the chains are released, I can sing, I am free, yet not I, but through Christ in me.
Please stand.
With every breath, I long to follow Jesus, for he has said that he will bring me home. And day by day, I know he will renew me until I stand with joy before the throne. To this I hold, my hope is only Jesus. All the glory evermore to Him. When the race is complete, still my lips shall repeat, yet not I, but through Christ in me. To this I hold, my hope is only Jesus. All the glory evermore to Him. When the race is complete, still my lips shall repeat, yet not I, but through Christ in me. When the race is complete, still my lips shall repeat, yet not I, but through Christ in me. Yet not I, but through Christ in me. Yet not I, but through Christ in me.
Lord, we stand before you with grateful hearts. We stand before you and give you praise for the gift of Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit. We bring our gifts, saying thank you. Please bless these gifts. Bless each giver and multiply the ministry of Jesus Christ. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
During our intercessions this morning, there'll be moments of silence for we to pray about each part. We'll be praying for the church this morning, the resources of our beautiful world, the nations of the world, our federal and state governments, and those who are close to us. So feel free to pray in silence or out loud if you wish to do that. Let's pray. Almighty God, Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus Christ, Holy Spirit, you encourage us to rejoice always, to pray continually, and to give thanks in all circumstances. You invite us to offer petitions, prayers, intercessions, and thanksgivings for all people. And you assure us that when we ask, we will receive. When we seek, we will find. When we knock, the door will be opened. We give you thanks, Lord, and pray for your church throughout the world, throughout Australia, and us here at the Vines. We pray for all church leaders, Lord, around the world, particularly our sisters and brothers facing persecution or war or conflict of any kind. Grant them your peace, your wisdom, your strength that is made perfect in weakness. We pray, Lord, for our Vines community as we look to you to seek a new minister. Please guide and direct the JNC in the weeks ahead. May we have your wisdom in every aspect of this journey. We pray for the pantry, Lord, as we draw near to opening it. May it be a fruitful ministry to those in the community who are in need. And Lord, we continue to hold before you our brother David Pryor, and pray that your hand will continue to be on him and with him, restoring him in every way he needs to be restored. And Father, we thank you for the resources of the world and for its beauty, for the beauty of the seasons of the year, for the ways in which you are present in your creation, And we pray for this creation of yours. Help us to love, appreciate, and care for all you have created. Lord, as we move from winter to spring in a few weeks' time, help us to awaken anew to the fruit you have placed within each of us, so that individually and collectively we will blossom and flourish and be truly fruitful in all that you have called us to do. And Father, we give you thanks for the nations of the world, and pray for all nations and their leaders. Lord, we pray particularly this morning for Russia and Vladimir Putin, for the Ukraine and Volodymyr Zelensky, for the Middle East as a whole and all the countries that are in tension and all the leaders involved. Lord God, we pray that your peace will break through and prevail. Lord, we thank you for our federal and state governments, and pray for our parliaments and our leaders. And we pray, Lord, especially this morning for our Prime Minister, our Premier and our Mayor, and all members of federal and state parliament and local councils. May all parliamentarians, all councillors represent all Australians justly, fairly, and honourably. And Lord, we give you thanks and praise for the gift of family. And pray this morning for our families, friends, and for those with special claims upon us, especially those in trouble, sorrow, need, sickness, or any other adversity. Lord, to all who suffer, grant your courage, healing, and a steadfast trust in your love. Merciful Father, accept these our prayers for the sake of your Son, our Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ. And may we pray together the prayer that is on the screen. Radiant One, you shine within us. Outside us, even darkness shines when we remember. Help us breathe one holy breath, feeling only you. This creates a shrine inside in wholeness. Create your reign of unity now through our fiery hearts and willing hands. As we find your love in ours, let heaven and nature form a new creation. Grant what we need each day in bread and insight, subsistence for the call of growing life. Loose the cords of mistakes binding us as we release the strands we hold of others' guilt. Don't let us enter forgetfulness, the temptation of false appearances. From you is born all ruling will, the power and life to do, the song that beautifies all, from age to age it renews. Amen. And you may not have recognized it, but what we just prayed is the Lord's Prayer. And it's a translation of the Lord's Prayer from the Aramaic.
Good morning, all.
Good morning.
This morning's reading comes from Ephesians chapter 4, verses 25 to chapter 5, verse 2. Therefore, each of you must put off falsehood and speak truthfully to your neighbour, for we are all members of one body. In your anger, do not sin. Do not let the sun go down while you are still angry. And do not give the devil a foothold. Anyone who has been stealing must steal no longer, but must work, doing something useful with their own hands, that they may have something to share with those in need. Do not let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouths, but only what is helpful for building others up according to their needs, that it may benefit those who listen. And do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, with whom you are sealed for the day of redemption. Get rid of all bitterness, rage and anger, brawling and slander, along with every form of malice. Be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other, just as in Christ forgave you. Follow God's example, therefore, as dearly loved children, and walk in the way of love, just as Christ loved us and gave himself up for us as a fragrant offering and sacrifice to God. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
I got a real shock this morning. Janine, would you please stand up? This lady had a new hip, was out home in 2.5 days. Isn't that great news? This passage from Ephesians that Leon just read, when I look down and make a list, stop lying, speak the truth, be angry, don't sin, don't let the sun go down on your anger, don't steal, no evil talk, don't grieve the Holy Spirit, no bitterness, anger and slander, be kind to one another, forgive, be imitators of God, live in love. It's 11 texts. So I've prepared 11 messages this morning, and I hope you haven't got a roast in the oven. No, he lies. Paul was great at making lists. And if you study Paul's writings, you'll find many lists. I read a book last week, and two of the characters in that book were a mother and daughter who'd both been abused by the husband and father. In the book, they were now and had been living safely for some time. And whenever they met, they would say, SBK, and the other one would answer, SBK, and they would call this out to one another, SBK. And somebody said to them one day, what's this SBK? What word is that? What are you? You're always saying it to one another. And the mother said, when we were just surviving under the heavy hand of abuse, we worked out a greeting for each other and an encouragement for each other that would not enrage our abuser because he had no idea what we were saying. SBK, strong, brave, kind. I wish every person who is ever abused could grasp the significance of that affirmation. The positives: be strong, be brave, be kind, be the expression of strength, be the expression of bravery, be the expression of kindness. Throughout our lives, we are constantly in the process of change. Some of us find change an exciting challenge. Others of us find challenge a bit tedious. Aren't I okay the way I am? Change can be quick. It can happen suddenly. We can have a revelation, if you like, emotionally, spiritually. Change can happen quickly and we make the most of it. Sometimes change can be remarkably slow. And one of the temptations when change is slow is to give up and say, well, God's really not worrying too much about me, is he? I can't see much change in my life, and I do what I'm supposed to do, and I pray and I worship and I try to live the Christian life, and yet this area of my life goes along at the speed, I read this week, of a snail in treacle. Slow, slow. But what do we need when we are travelling and changing? Well, let's go back to our 11 texts. We are a worldwide community that is in a constant state of change and development of a new humanity, a new expression of our humanity, a new expression of love. People who have peace with God and with each other. And so we have this saying, be imitators of God. I grew up understanding that the word imitation was almost a bad word. You can't go on through life copying all that others do and say. And when I came back from the dairy, being with my grandfather, and I sang the songs that he sang in the dairy, I got into serious trouble with my mother. Obviously, from a very young age, I enjoyed singing, and I loved my grandfather. Imitation is not always a good thing. But you see, this is the way we learn. We imitate, we copy, we reflect the environment in which we live. We reflect and we also absorb the faith that is expressed around us. We are influenced by a whole lot of things around us. Loyalty, political bias. We're influenced by the sports team that our community supports. We have some English people living next door to us, and they went off to watch a cricket match where the English were playing, and I said, I hope you support the Australian team. And they said, no. when the Poms are here, we support them, and when they've gone home, we support Australia. Well, I suppose that was fair enough. But it gave me a little something to use against them. But you see, we copy the behaviour and the attitudes of those around us. And it's interesting, having been a school teacher, hearing children go into a class with a new teacher, and some of that teacher's key words and phrases come out in the conversation of the kids in the yard. And when I listen to Christians having a conversation with each other, I can very quickly pick up whereabouts on the Christian scale they are from conservative to liberal. And I'm not passing judgment on either of them. I had a colleague in theological college who turned up in my doorway one night and said, "Malcolm, where are you? Are you a liberal or a conservative?" And I refused to say. And he said, "If you don't pick where you belong, someone in this place will." Well, nobody ever did, and I never answered the question. Because there are times when I'm fairly conservative in my theology and the way I think about society and politics and a whole lot of things. But there are other times when I'm very liberal. Very liberal and open. Quite different. And I move backwards and forwards. Now, does that make me a wishy-washy, sloppy Christian? It's one of the great tools that I've been able to develop in my ministry, where there aren't too many times when I meet people where my theological position causes ruckus. Because I'm prepared to accept a person's position. Talking to a friend of mine recently, and he was telling us about their minister. Now, you never talk about your minister to anybody outside. No. Anyway, he said to me, "Our minister is as far out there as a liberal as I'm out there as a conservative." And he said, "And we have some of the most wonderful theological discussions and times of Christian growth and celebrating our faith together, because neither of us is prepared to judge the other." And I say to people, you know, I can think back to a whole lot of controversies in the church, and I've been in it all my life. And sometimes we forget that there are people on that side of the argument and people on that side of the argument who are very decent, faithful, loving, caring people. But don't we try to blacken the name and the reputation of somebody who are very different from us? That's why I say to people, having been an Australian rules football, I'm very, very open and impartial about who wins football. I really don't care, provided they don't come from Victoria or Port Adelaide.
We won't go there.
The goons aren't coming to throw me out, are they?
Yep. Yeah, Andrew and I are on our way.
That's on thin ice, isn't it? But there are good people on both sides. And I could go into Catherine. Judy and I could be in Catherine. When we were on patrol, we didn't visit the towns, but we'd stop there to get supplies or food or whatever. And I would talk to Aboriginal people in the street. And you might have read the stories from Catherine. We see all the problems that Aboriginal and others face in Alice Springs, but it's pretty bad in Catherine too. And I could see the looks on people's faces when they walked past and thought, what sort of a clown is he talking to those people? And we so easily allow ourselves to be pushed into that antagonistic position where it's my way or the highway. be imitators of God. And that's not trying to play God and give the impression that we are more spiritual, we are more lovely and loving than anybody else. To be an imitator of God, it needs to be done in a positive way, like be an emulator. Reflect the nature of God. One of those songs we sang this morning, it was heavy on masculine key words. He, him, his. The women don't always get much of a look in, do they? Some of our hymns, the words can be changed. Some of them are a bit hard. And this is why coming into our church vocabulary over many years now, you'll hear people say, God, Father, Mother, God, or Mother, Father, God, putting the female first to emphasise the change. I was preaching on this one day and I said, we see God as the perfection, the perfect expression of both male and female. And we had a member of the congregation who always needed to correct my theology. And he stood up at the back of the congregation after I'd finished and he said, Malcolm, you preached really well this morning, but you made one terrible mistake, that you did not assert that God is male. He could hold that point of view. I don't hold that point of view. And there may be differences among us here this morning. It's okay. But we need to be the expression of all that God is. In love, in humanity, and that's the whole lot of humanity, not just our particular sex, or our particular nation, or our particular skin colour, everybody. We need to see Christ as our primary role model. I think I can safely say that every one of us could do with improvement in, and strengthening in the area of our loving ability. Our ability to love others and our willingness to accept love from other people. Oh, I saw so-and-so was talking to you. Oh, I never take any notice of her. You know what she's like. You've never had that experience. Of course you have. And so it's practicing love. An elder who was one of my best friends, her birthday is on the same day as mine, but she is dreadfully old. She's 3 years ahead of me. And she and I visited a lady in our congregation who started coming to church, and it was obvious her emotional needs were just off the scale. And we started visiting, and she told us, she said, well, you talk about the love of God, I'm unlovable. Nobody really loves me. And we said, well, what about your husband? Oh, he just pitied me. He married me out of pity because he knew what I was like. Her parents drank too much. They would go to football on the weekend and come home having had too much to drink. Come on, useless, go down and milk the cow. She was terrified of the dark and had to go out in the dark and milk the cow. And if anyone has milked a cow, you know that if you're there with your body against the cow's body, and milking and you are emotionally agitated, you know what will happen? She won't drop her milk. Or drop it very reluctantly. And so she had come home, come back inside with less than the full milking. I'll let you imagine the response. We visited her, we talked with her, we prayed with her on many occasions. And one day we were sitting in her lounge talking, and she said, "You know, something's just happened. You have taught me that I'm lovable and I can accept it now." She, in her hometown, got a job after her husband died, got a job as the postmaster. She was an elder, a church secretary, excuse me. Things that no one, not even she, would have imagined remotely possible before she had that revelation. Yes, I can be loved, I can love, I can be loving, and I don't have to bow down to that rubbish from my parents anymore. And so we need to be unique in our imitation of God. We need to be our reflection of God. We need to be our presentation of Jesus Christ. We need to give ourselves over so that that revelation, that transformation can take place. Now, as a painter, I've been to lots of exhibitions of local communities, and almost invariably, as you go around, you look at the paintings, you hear somebody saying, "Oh, I know who her teacher is. She paints just like her teacher." Or, "I know who his teacher is." And you see, when we learn to paint, we don't learn to paint like our tutors. A good tutor will say, "That looks like I did it. That's not your painting." Now, the teacher that I've had most of my painting time would do that. He would say, "You haven't put your heart in that, Malcolm. It doesn't look like your painting. It looks like mine." And I hear him say that to other people. So our presentation of Jesus Christ needs to be uniquely ours. And that's not to say, well, there's that God and her God and his God and their God. But it's like the old image of the many-faceted diamond. We reflect, we present in so many different ways, in so many directions. And so we're told to do things with integrity and wear the name with pride. I don't know whether you've heard the story of the robber who got into a house one day and the cocky started screeching and saying, "Jesus is going to get you, Jesus is going to get you." And the robber said, "What a stupid thing to teach a cocky." And the cocky said, "Not half as stupid as calling the Rottweiler Jesus." We need to be a true reflection of ourselves in relation to Jesus Christ. We don't play games with it. And if we haven't got it quite right, somebody might say so. Listen and allow ourselves to be influenced and changed by the view of another loving, caring Christian person. And as I said right at the beginning, some of these changes happen quickly and some happen slowly. When we were working in Tanzania for a month some years ago, we were in the town of Musoma, and we saw a big, white, shiny white Toyota Land Cruiser being pushed along the street by five police officers in full uniform. And the sign on the door of the Land Cruiser said, "Police Rapid Response Unit." How often has our Christian faith moved in that way? How often? How often? Be the expression of Jesus Christ. Be the expression of God and the Holy Spirit. Be willing to change quickly, slowly, and be willing to grow more and more into the nature of the God whom we love and serve. I'm now going to sing a song for you. And after I've sung it, I'll give you time to pray about it. And then after that, it's going to go up on the screen and we'll all sing it together. So this is a prayer, this song.
Lord, make me like you. Please make me like you. You are a servant, make me one too. O Lord, I am willing, do what you must do to make me a servant. Please make me like you.
Let's pray. Lord, make us like you. Love us into servanthood. Do what you must do to make us your servants. Amen. Let's all sing together. You've heard me sing it. I'll lead. Let's all stand and sing.
Lord, make me like you. Please make me like you. You are a servant. Make me one too. Oh Lord, I am willing. Do what you must do to make me like you.
Through the woods and forest glades I wander.
feel the gentle breeze. Then sings my soul, my Savior, God to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior, God to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. And when I think that God His Son not sparing set it to die, I scarce can take it in that on the cross my burden gladly bearing He bled and died to take away my sin. Then sings my soul, my Savior God to thee. How great thou my soul, my Savior God to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. When Christ shall come with shout of acclamation and take me home, what joy shall fill my heart. Then I shall bow in humble adoration, and there proclaim, my God, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art.
After those last two songs, you don't need me to say anything more, do you? Go in peace, and the peace of the Lord be with you.
Then sings my soul, my Savior.